time to see down here.
No, you just want to look at it time.
Yeah, it'll tell you how many minutes you've spent.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me, or you want for me to use the speaker? Okay. Let's pray. Father, you are so sovereign, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We are come before your holy presence. We just want to give thanks to you for all you have done for us. In spite of the goodness some of us don't acknowledge, but Lord, we are so grateful we are alive. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you have made. We thank you, Lord, that we can gather together to worship you, to adore you. We thank you for friends and family you have blessed us with, O God. Even, Lord, as we have come, Lord, to listen to you speak to us, I just pray, Father, that you will minister to us. I just pray, Lord, that you will open our eyes, that we will fully understand the importance of giving thanks to you, even when things are not good with us.
Yes, Jesus.
I just pray, Lord, please help us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Bible, turn with me into the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, starting from verse 16. And we just grabbed the Bible because I don't want to read them from there. I do the preaching. I just want every one of us to get involved. Grab your Bible and I will just ask you to read in a few verses too. It's a long reading. It's a long reading. Acts, the book of Acts chapter 16. Yeah, Acts 16. Starting from verse 16. It's a long reading. The reason why I want for to read this long passage is I want for to understand the whole story. I can just take one or two verses and just read it and just leave the whole story. You will not fully grasp the importance and understand what the whole story is about.
That's right.
And see, so you ready to read? So I just want to divide into a few verses real quickly and just do somebody read from 16 to 18 and three verses each if you have it. You just stand and just read quickly for us because I'm worried about time. Yeah, Acts 16, chapter 16, starting from verse 16. All the way to 40. I want for to read the whole story. It's long. Now, even when you don't understand why we say, at least reading it for yourself, you can understand the story.
Now, it happened as we went to prayer that a second slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination, who brought her Lazarus, much prophets by fucking penny. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come up of her." And he came out, and it came out that very hour. Amazing?
Mm-hmm.
But when her master saw that their hopes of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities.
Okay. 20. Somebody?
And when they brought them to the magistrate and said, "These men being Jews,
Assassinate throughout our city.
Yeah, read three verses.
British custom which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive for ourselves.
Okay, yeah, 23 then.
Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the multitude pulled off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rocks.
No. Somebody? How are they?
And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Yeah, we out of hurry real quick. Did you get in this one? Just read.
Go ahead. Oh, is this one more? And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do not do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their straps, and immediately he and his entire family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household. Continue. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officer, saying, let those men go. So the keeper of the prison reported this word to Paul, saying, the magistrate has sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, on command. Romans have thrown us into prison, and now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed, let them come before themselves and let us out.
Okay. So they just stopped there. Thanks so much for that long reading. It was a long reading. Thanks very much. And I want to just read a passage, try to relate that to this passage we're just about to study. It's in the book of First Thessalonians. In the book of First Thessalonians, chapter 5. It's a passage that we always read. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances." It is hard to give thanks when life seems to be tough and hard. When your whole world seems to be that there is no hope, and your world is all falling apart from you. thanks. Are we all that approach this season, this holiday of Thanksgiving, and many of us will be traveling to give thanks, to celebrate this day with friends and family. It is a good opportunity that many of us will be able to remember and then reflect on what God has done for us in our lives, that we are to give thanks. It will be the time of fun. It will be the time that many people will find it very difficult and to give thanks because of what? And some will be suffering of pain. And loved ones they used to celebrate Thanksgiving with is no longer around. But why is it when life is so tough, when your world seems to be falling apart, I will stay courageous to give thanks? Is it easier to give thanks when life seems to be not in favor of you? I can remember 1995, 5 years when I was in seminary. I dated a girl for almost 5 years. She was on the other side of the world. I was on the other side. There are a lot of sacrifices I had to do. There are some things I have to deny myself to be able to cater to her. Just 1 week to my graduation, there were all the friends and good friends that who are getting engaged to and who are getting married to or who have dated. I said, I want to be committed to this relationship. Just 1 week to my graduation from seminary, I saw the letter in the, you know, in the mail. When I opened this letter, first thing, it was good time for the date for 5 years. I believe that you are not the right person for me to get married to. Amen. So I'll be getting married in 1 week time. I was in Nigeria and she was all the way in Ivory Coast in Danane. How do you expect me to get tense in such a situation like this? 5 years you stole my 5 years you stole all my time. There were beautiful women dedicated with, you know, with intelligent, who I got them married, who helped me in ministry. But I vow I wanted to be with this girl. I'm not the only victim alone. And many of us have been through situations and problems in our lives. When you all come around, when the bills are all piled up, when you don't have the fresh money, you don't know the next day where the food will come from. How do you give thanks to God? And many of us, sometimes we grasp to the pillow and cry and say, God, actually, are you really there for me? Giving thanks when things are tough, it's not easy. But God wants us to give thanks. You are not the first. I'm not the first. Every day there are thousands of people go through this situation. What lesson can we learn from this man who wrote this verse that say, give thanks in all circumstances? Is he qualified to say that?
Yes,
is he qualified? He said, give thanks in all circumstances. Rejoice. Always. Pray continuously. No matter what the situation, what the problem you face with. As we go back to our text, Paul is in the city. He has no missionary friend visiting the whole big city. Paul and Silas. While they were walking, going to the temple to pray, there was a slave girl who was demonically possessed by the demonic spirit. And this, you know, and this girl, her habit of doing that, when she see people, you know, she will predict your future. And when she was doing that all the time, as Paul and Silas go to the temple to pray, the girl would say, oh, here come the man of the Most High God. All the time, they among the people. And you see, and Paul got trouble. And Paul knew what this girl was doing. It was not directly from her. There was a spirit that was speaking through this girl. And he was troubled in this spirit. This poor girl being used, you know, being used by the man in order to gain wealth from this girl. And Paul, troubled in his spirit, rebuked That spirit ain't commanded. That spirit will come out of this girl. When that demonic spirit left this girl, the master of this girl was so troubled. This is the only way we get all our living. This is the only job we have to pay our rent, to take care of my family. Since the demonic spirit has gone, there is no more job for me to do. This man spoiled my business. And so before he spoiled my business, I will make sure we damage him. So they went, they arrested Paul and Silas. They took him. The poor man knew nothing. They lied on him. He said, oh, the authority lay forever. These guys, they are not citizens. They are Jews. Yeah, causing a lot of trouble. They're teaching doctrine against the Roman government. Lying on that man, on that poor young man. And while they were talking, they said the crowd came in and they all started attacking Paul. Let us look at some of the circumstances we see this guy was in. Giving thanks in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. Is it easy for to give thanks in all circumstances?
No,
your only daughter spent all the years supporting that girl, graduate from high school, going to universities, 3.5 years. Just 1 week to graduate, you get the news, she was killed in an accident. And the preacher man walked to you and said, man, it's okay. Give thanks to God. What would come to your mind? What would you tell the preacher man? Would you think, are you crazy? Hello? But you tell him, are you to yourself? To be frank, brothers and sisters, it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy to get things in all circumstances. It's easy to get things when things are fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy when things are not going fine. Mm-hmm. But the Word of God says, we should get things in all circumstances. In all, he said in some. But he said in all. Whether you have the bill to pay, get thanks. Whether you don't have it, you should do what? Get thanks. He said we should get thanks, not in some, but in all. In all. What were some of these circumstances? You would say, well, what were some of these circumstances this guy was faced with? I just want Father to just go back, you know, just come with me in that verse again. I want Father to look at verse 23. Yeah. Are we there? It said that after they had severely flogged, okay, and the firstborn and Silas and the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten. The first thing they were beaten. You see, after they had been flogged, they were thrown into prison. They were beaten. They were thrown into prison. And they said, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. 24, upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell. They were not just in ordinary prison. So when the authority told him, guard this guy carefully, the jailer was so afraid, instead of him leaving them in the ordinary prison, he took them into the inner cell. Into the inner cell of the prison. So he doesn't want this guy to escape. And he did not just take them to the inner cell of the prison, but what he did, he put chains and all on their feet that they can't go. Look at these circumstances that these guys were faced with. You know, in 22, they were lied on. They did not teach anything that was against the Roman government. They did not teach any wrong thing, because he rebuked that the mother spirit from this girl, they only just make our lies and they falsely accuse the poor young man. And when the circumstance that we see, it was not just accusing him, but they stripped them and they beat them until there were blood. If you read some commentary, they will tell you that these guys were in blood, all over in pain. And it's not just in pain, but they took them and put them in the prison, not just in the prison, but in the inner cell of the prison. They're not, at least when you're in pain, you're in the inner cell of the prison, you can easily move around, but they have chains on their legs and they cannot move. Look at these circumstances they were faced with. And the question said, oh God, no need for me to be Christian no more. God, you do not care for my situation. I'm tired with this. I can't continue to live like this all the time. I can't go through this pain. How many times have you asked yourself in the middle of the night and just grab your pillow and you see things not working fine for you and just cry by yourself and say, God, I do not understand. Is life worth living? How many times have you asked that question? But in the toughest time, what do we do? There are three things I learned from this guy. How they approach, you know, in the darkest hour of life, what we need to do. You see, as we go down, it says what? In the prison, coming down, it says, verse 25, he said, about midnight, Paul, Silas, were praying and singing hymns to God. They were praying and singing what? Man, you in pain. You don't know when they will set you free. Blood all coming from your back. Instead of complaining, instead of them worrying, but they were praying and singing to God.
Man.
Imagine what kind of song you think they were singing. You think they were singing, oh God, why you brought us here? Why you allow me go to do this?
No.
They were saying, God, thank you for everything.
Amen.
Lord, we give you the praise.
Yes.
Lord, we bless you. Lord, glory to your name. In that tough time, they were what? Sinking to God. You know what they did? The first thing, they took their eyes off that circumstance. Because the more we focus on the circumstance, it weighs us down. It kills our joy.
Yes.
You see, it discourages us more. They took their eyes off the circumstance. And the second thing they did again, they took their eyes off themselves. And third, they took their eye off people. And lastly, they focused their eyes on God, who is able to help them in this situation. Because if they put us, they put them focus on themselves, they can't help themselves.
Amen.
And this is a mistake we make.
Yes,
if we say, oh, I will do it this way, and it's not working, then the devil gets tossed. If you do it this way, you will do this way. If you go this way, yeah, you can get help from there. And see, then they help you one, you think they said to it, this is what making many people getting addicted to drugs. When they get into the problem, they think they can escape the problem, they can handle it themselves, they go to the weed. And see, someone never go, you know, because they feel that when they take it, the problem will go. When they sober, the problem remains.
Yes.
Because they try to do it. They try to help themselves. But it can't work.
No.
Take your eyes off yourself. And you say, God, we can't handle it. I don't know what to do, Lord. Into your hands I commit it, Lord. That's what we need to do. It's not easy. It's tough. But you see what they did? They started praying and sinking. But in our situation, if we acknowledge God, to be the only answer in the situation we are in and give the situation to God, He intervenes. When He intervenes, you know what happened. The first thing when God intervenes, the glory does not come to us, the glory is due to Him. Amen. You see, in that passage is there. After they were praying and sinking, according to the scripture, they said, what happened? They got chained on our legs. They can't move. Even they could say, oh, Paul would ask, what can we do, my man, for to cut the chain? Do we have any knife? You see anything we can break the chain? No. Boy, it's not our job. Let's give it to the old man. He will handle that.
Yes.
When they were praying, the Bible said there was an earthquake that came and shook the whole building. All the other prison doors were open. The chain on our legs broke. And the jailer who put it in the inner cell, when he woke up, he saw all the doors were open. He thought knife, he wanted to kill himself. He said, oh, I will be there before they kill me. Let me kill myself. When he went poor and said, hey, boy, don't kill yourself. We stay here. He said, no. We stay here.
Yes.
He knelt down. He said, oh, then what can I do to receive your God? What can I do? So when we allow God to take care of our situation, when God intervenes, people around us, when they see, they say, wow, that's God over there. He went nowhere. He has nothing. Look at today. Look at his life. His life very improved. And they will come to you and say, please, can you tell us how you managed? How you overcame that? They're coming to find out from you. Because you allow God to take care of it. You see? I know. So when God takes care of Israel, God's name begin pray. And this man who he asked them, the Bible says he took cloth. He started wiping the back, cleaning the soul, bringing medication. Medication. You read that text. He dressed the wound. He invited them home. He said, I want to receive your God. And after when he received that God, he said the man was what? Baptized. Brothers and sisters, Christian, Israel complained. It's a tough circumstance for you to be in. You're in pain and you're in the prison cell. And those days, those cells, when they put you into the inner cell, it's a dark room that you can no air can go through. That's where he was. But you see, when we focus our attention on God, even in the toughest time, even when it is hard to give thanks, when we give thanks to God, God always intervenes.
Amen.
It's not that the circumstances will remain. God allows some of these circumstances to come that He can teach us lessons. It's not in all, someone will say, well, in all circumstances, this is the test I'm not dealing with. You know, in Thessalonians, it's a theological. They said, well, all circumstances, in all things, give thanks. This is the word of God. It's God's will for the give thanks in all things, but it's not in all things that God allow it. And I can't get up and go and see the car passing by and jump on the road and, you know, and the car hit me and broke my leg. You say, oh, God, thank you. There was a will. No. God gave me senses. God said, car coming. But the car blow up. You know, so when they say, oh, yes, I don't care. That's the will of God. When you sit with my liver and fuel, you say, oh, God, thank God. That's the will of God. For me, I'm sick. I will not go see medical attention. You kill yourself, honey. No. You see, the will of God. Even as the situation comes, God allowed to teach us something. And if we in this situation and give it to God, say, God, take control of it. God is going to take control.
Amen.
As we all will be celebrating Thanksgiving. And you may say, There is nothing in my life I need to be thankful to God for. There is nothing in my life I need to sing to God for. Because life is still the same. Brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you that there are many things in your life you need to be grateful to God for.
Amen.
You may not have all the beatings of God. You may not be Obama, but you need to be thankful to God because you get life you can breathe.
Amen.
You need to be thankful to God because you get eyes you can see.
Yes.
You know how many people who do not have eyes that are looking for eyes to see? You need to be thankful to God because you wake up this morning, at least you can walk by yourself.
Yes.
You're not asking somebody to say, "Hey, man, please, can you lift me out the bed?"
No.
You see, so to every blessing day, there are things that we all need to give thanks to God for.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day, the food you eat.
Yes.
Every day of our we are things we need to be thankful to God for. But many of us, we don't see these things. We want to wait before we get beaten or we win the Powerball, I don't call it, before we give thanks. If we not able to give thanks in these little things, how do we expect God to give our big things? I want to encourage you. I may not know the problem and the situation you face with. I may not know the tough time you're going through in your life. It may be sickness. It may be no job. It may be you do not have the money to pay your rent. It may be you're struggling with your children. But I just want to tell you that in it all, give thanks to God.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we just want to praise you, Lord, for your word that came forth. We just pray that you will help us, Lord, to always learn the secret of giving thanks to you. I just thank you for all you have done for us. Father, help us, Lord, that our lives will be overflow with, you know, Lord, overflow with thanksgiving. That every blessing day, Lord, that we will give you thanks, Lord, because you deserve it, because you are worth it. Father, I just pray, Lord, even in the toughest situation, in a way that we do not see our way through, Lord, help us that we will be thankful to you.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've